and will glorify him immediately. Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one, have love for one another.
约翰福音十三章三十一节，他既出去，耶稣就说：“如今人子得了荣耀，神在人子身上也得了荣耀。神要因自己荣耀人子，并且要快快地荣耀他。小子们，我还有不多的时候与你们同在，以后你们要找我，但我所去的地方你们不能到。我说这话，我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。”我要赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。你们若彼此相有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
And then we're going to turn to 1 John chapter 4.
然后我们来读约翰一书第四章。
We're going to read from verse 19 to verse 21.
我们要从第十九节读到二十一节。
We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. As this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。神爱神的，也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Brothers and sisters, from John chapter 13, we can see that on the eve of our Lord's crucifixion, he gave this new commandment and to his beloved disciples.
弟兄姐妹们，我们从约翰福音第十三章可以看见，当我们的主耶稣基督要上十字架的时候，他把这个一条新的命令赐给他的门徒。
And that was his parting words.
这是他离别的时候的言语。
And the new commandment was that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
这条新的命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
The Lord continued to say that, andIf they have a love for one another, it will be a testimony that they were his disciples.
主耶稣基督在这里边说，继续说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，就是一个见证，众人就可以认出你是我的门徒。
Yes, that will be a testimony that they were his followers, his disciples.
就是如果我们有彼此相爱的心，我们就是跟随主耶稣基督的，就是他的门徒。
And why such a commandment?
为什么有这样的一条新命令呢？
And because love was lacking.Among his disciples.
是因为在他的门徒们中间缺乏爱。
And all these disciples were attracted to the Lord himself.
所有这些门徒们都被主耶稣基督所吸引。
And yet they had a rivalry among them.
然而在他们中间却有竞争。
And they always tried to be the greatest.
每个人都想自己成为最大。
And some did in the open and some did in a secret way.
有的人呢是公开来做的，有的人是在暗中来做。
And we know that Peter was pretty open about his ambition.
我们知道彼得对于他自己的野心是非常公开的。
And he always trying to take a lead among the disciples.
他总是在他的这些门徒弟兄们中间做首领。
And sometimes he was even running ahead of the Lord.
甚至有的时候跑到主耶稣基督的前面。
And it doesn't mean that the other disciples didn't want to be on top.
但这并不是意味着其他的这些门徒他们不想成为那个大的。
And some of them actually kind of navigated in a different way.
有的人呢又是用不同的方法来做这件事情。
And they try to find a back door.
有的人是想找到一个后门。
And we know James and John were blood brothers.
我们知道雅各和约翰他们是肉身的弟兄。
And we also told that andthey were the first cousin of our Lord Jesus Christ by the flesh.
我们也知道在肉身当中他们是主耶稣基督的堂兄。
And one day they asked their mother, the Lord's aunt, and to make a request of the Lord.
有一天呢他们就去找他们的母亲，就是主耶稣基督的姨妈，要 有一个要求。
And they would like to want to sit on the right and the other on the left in the kingdom of the Lord.
要在主耶稣基督的国度当中，一个坐在主的左边，一个坐在他的右边。
And James and John and trying to find the back door, trying to have some networking, so to speak.And so that they will be the greatest among the disciples.
所以我们这里边看见雅各和约翰呢，他们就想找到一条后门，想通过关系来坐在这个，一个坐在左边，一个坐在右边。
And doesn't seem to have any recording concerning what the other disciples did.
圣经并没有记载其他的门徒们做了什么。
And probably is somewhere in between.
我们相信呢，这些其他的门徒可能也在这两者中间。
And even at the Last Supper, they argue among themselves who was the greatest.
甚至在那个最后的晚餐当中，他们也彼此争论谁为大。
Brothers and sisters, among these disciples, there was a fault of a strife, competition, self-assertion, and self-exaltation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在这些门徒们中间，我们看见那里边充满了竞争、纷争和自我主张和自我提升。
And they were all full of themselves, and there was no love.
这都是为着他们自己在他们中间找不到爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is our condition under sin. This is our old man's nature.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是我们在最底下的光景，是我们旧人的特性。
Because when sin came in, it robbed the capacity of love from man.
因为当罪进入的时候，他就从人里边剥夺了那个爱的能力。
And sin made man self-centered, selfish, and does not know what love is, and they didn't know how to love.
罪就使我们成为自我中心，成为自私的，使我们不知道爱，也不知道什么是爱。
And Brother Andrew once said that self is the greatest curse to man.
我们的 Andrew Murray 弟兄讲到说，这个自我是一个最大的咒诅。
Francis, don't you agree? It is so very true.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是否同意？这是何等的真实。
And the selfishness makes a person only care for himself.
因为自私使一个人只关心他自己。
And the selfishness takes away a person's capability of love.
自私也把一个人爱的能力剥夺了。
And the selfishness makes a person unwilling to give.
自私也使一个人他不愿意给予。
Sin made man self-centered, selfish.
罪就使人成为自私，成为自我中心的人。
But yet when God first created man, and he has this wonderful loving thought concerning his creation.
当神起初造人的时候，在他里边有一个创造中非常奇妙的意念。
And he created Adam and Eve. He intended them to eat from the tree of life.
当他创造了亚当和夏娃，他心里边盼望着他们能吃生命树的果子。
So that they will be in union with the life of our Lord.
这样他们在他们的生命当中就可以与主联合。
And that life is a life of love.
那个生命就是爱的生命。
So in a sense, a man was created to be a vessel, to be filled with love, and also to manifest what that love is.
所以当神创造人的时候，他是创造一个器皿，要被爱所充满，也能够彰显他的爱。
And that love is to be manifested in his relationship with God and also his relationships with his fellow man.
这个爱要在他人与神之间的关系和人与人之间的关系当中被彰显出来。
And yet, when sin came in, it severed the relationship between God and man.
但是当罪进入的时候，就切断了人与神之间的关系。
After Adam and Eve,of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they hid themselves from the presence of God.
当亚当夏娃吃了那分别知识善恶树的果子之后，他们就向神躲藏。
And sin also destroyed our relationships with one another.
罪也毁坏了人和人之间的关系。
And we remember when they sinned and Eve started to blame snake and for eating of the fruit.
我们记得当他们犯了罪之后，夏娃就开始责怪那个蛇，让他吃那个果子。
And Adam blamed Eve for giving him the fruit.
那亚当呢，也责怪夏娃把那个果子给他了。
When God created Adam and Eve, they were made one.
当神创造亚当和夏娃的时候，他们是合一的，是一。
And yet, sin now put them asunder.
但是神在他们中间设了一个障碍。
And the sin destroyed that bond of love.
所以罪就把那个他们之间爱的连接隔断了。
Unfortunately, this is self-protection, blaming others, are often still sin in our nowadays family lives.
所以这个自我保护，这个自我中心，在我们今天这个家庭生活当中，也是一个问题，隔绝。
Yeah, Adam and Eve and fell in Genesis chapter 3.
亚当和夏娃他们的堕落是记载在创世纪第三章。
But as we come to Genesis chapter 4, we can see that the first murder in human history is recorded.
但是当我们来到创世纪第四章的时候，我们就看见人类第一件谋杀案。
Cain killed his brother Abel out of jealousy.
该隐就杀了他的弟兄亚伯。
Yeah, after the murder, when God said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother?
当这个谋杀案之后结束之后，神问该隐，你的弟兄亚伯在哪里？
And God knew fully well what actually happened, but he wanted to touch Cain's conscience.
因为神他完全知道这些事情的每一个细节，但是他要摸到该隐那个良心的那个敏感的地方。
And where is Abel your brother?
你的弟兄亚伯在哪里？
But unfortunately, Cain said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
但是非常不幸的，我们这里边看见该隐说，我不知道，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？
We know that the keeper in the original language means a keeper is to guard and to protect and to attend.
我们知道在这个原文当中，这个看守，它有一个看护、保护的意思。
A keeper is a watchman.
它是一个他的看守者。
When there is a love for someone, and then there's a concern for that person's well-being.
当人对彼此之间有爱的时候，我们就会关切他的福祉。
And there will be a protection of him from harm.
我们就会去保护他，使他不受灾害。
And there will be keeping.
这就是一个看守。
But we thank the Lord because our God is our ultimate keeper.
但是我们非常感谢主，因为我们的神是我们那个最大的保护者。
In Psalm 121, the psalmist says that the Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade on your right hand.
在诗篇121篇当中，诗人说保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。
The Lord loves his people, the Lord protects and keeps us.
我们的神爱我们。他保护，他荫庇我们。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is concerned with our well-being, and He is more than able to keep you and me.
我们的神，他何等关心我们的福祉，他也是完全有能力来保护我们。
Only God can keep.
只有神能够保护我们。
But He also wants us, His people, to be concerned about each other's well-being.
但是他也让属他的子民，我们要彼此关切对方的福祉。
Yeah, so therefore he asked Cain, where is your brother?
所以他就问该隐，你的弟兄在哪里？
What an unfortunate reply.
这是一个何等不幸的回答。
I don't know.
我不知道。
Am I my brother's keeper?
我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？
And to translate in the modern terms, I don't know about my brother's whereabouts. I don't care. It's not my business.
我们用现代的话说，就是我不知道我弟兄在哪里，我也不管，我也不关心。他的情况。
If there is no love, there is no concern, and there is no keeping.
如果没有爱，就没有关心，也没有保守。
Brothers and sisters, sin has robbed man of his capacity to love.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，罪已经把我们人类爱的力量、爱的能力夺走了。
But when our Lord came into this world, he was to demonstrate in his life what this love was.
但是当主耶稣基督来到这个地上的时候，他要向我们显明什么是爱。
And what was, he was the embodiment of the love of God.
他是那个神爱的在身体当中的彰显。
And his life on earth was for God and also for man.
他在地上，主耶稣基督在地上的生命是为着神也是为着人的。
And he never lived his life for himself.
他从来没有为自己而生活。
And our Lord lived a life of love.
我们的主他过了一个爱的生活。
And first of all, brothers and sisters, our Lord acknowledged the Father's love for him.
首先弟兄姐妹们，我们的主他认识他感激神的爱。
Our Lord Jesus is God's beloved Son from eternity to eternity.
我们的主耶稣基督是神那个儿子，从永远到永远。
But when he came into the world as a man in his flesh, he fully acknowledged and appreciated the love of God, his Father.
但是当他来到地上成为肉身的时候，他完全承认并且感激神对他的爱。
And multiple times, as recorded in the Gospels, the Father loves the Son, or the Father loves me.
在福音书里边有多处记载，主耶稣说，父爱子，父爱我。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes in our family life, despite the parents love their children dearly.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在我们的家庭生活当中，尽管父母亲非常爱他们的儿女。
For whatever the reason, sometimes the children just could not recognize or appreciate the love of their parents.
但是有的时候不知道是为什么，这个儿女们就没有办法能够完全明白父母亲向着他们的爱。
But it's not so with our Lord.
但是对主不是这样。
And he acknowledged and appreciated the love of his Father.
他承认并且他也感激父向着他的爱。
Not only did our Lord Jesus acknowledge the love of the Father, he also loved the Father by doing the will of what his Father commanded.
不仅我们的主耶稣基督认识到向神的爱，并且他愿意遵守神的命令，表明他向着神的爱。
In John chapter 14 verse 31,
在约翰福音第十四章三十一节
，and it is recorded what the Lord said, but so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let's go from here.
这里边记载着主耶稣基督说，但要叫世人知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎样行。起来，我们走吧。
Brothers and sisters, to love God is to keep his words and to do his will.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，爱神就是要遵守他的命令。
And our Lord lived all his life in loving the Father, doing his will.
我们的主他一直爱他爱天父，一直遵守他的命令。
And the purpose of coming to this world is to do the will of God.
他来到这世上的唯一的目的就是要遵守神的命令。
In Hebrews 10:7, the Lord, it is recorded, says that, Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
希伯来书告诉我们说，主说的，看哪，我来了，是要遵守神的命令。
And he was not only born to do the will of God,
他不仅仅要来遵要出生在地上要遵守神的命令。
But in his life, through his life, 33.5 years on earth, he fully satisfied and fulfilled the will of God in his life.
并且在他地上这33年半的中间，他完全满足了神的心意，遵守了神的命令。
And twice the Father testified of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父有两次要证明他向着主耶稣基督的心意。
The Father says that this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
天父说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Even before the night of his crucifixion,
甚至在那个受难的晚上之前。
And he was with his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当主耶稣基督在科西马尼园和他的门徒们同在。
The Lord prayed to the Father.
主向着我们的父神祷告。
Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done.
主说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Our Lord was obedient to the will of the Father.
我们的主向着父的心意是顺服的。
In his life, even unto death.
在他的生活当中，甚至于在死的面前，他顺服。
And when our Lord was on the cross, before he breathed his last breath, he cried out, It is finished.
当主耶稣基督在十字架上 当他呼完他最后一口气的时候，他说成了。
God's will was fulfilled in him.
因为神的心意在他的身上完全的成就了。
Our Lord loved the Father doing the will of the Father in such a obedient way, even unto death on the cross.
我们的主耶稣基督他爱神，他顺服神，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Our Lord acknowledged the love of the Father.
我们的主他承认神的爱。
He loved his Father with his life, by keeping his will.
他用他的生命来保守，来守神的诫命，来向神表明他的爱。
And he also loved man.
但他也爱人。
And in the Bible it is recorded, he laid down his life for you and for me.
圣经记载他把他自己的生命为着你，为着我舍了。
And he took the punishment that was due to you and me.
他把我们每个人应该得的那个刑罚担在自己的肩上。
Ephesians 5, it says that he also offered himself as a sacrifice to God on our behalf.
以弗所书告诉我们说，他在我们这个地位上把自己献作为祭。
Brothers and sisters, our sin-stained life is an odor to our Lord, to our God. Totally unacceptable.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们这个被罪所玷污的生命，在神面前是像臭气一样，神完全不能够接受的。
But our Lord, on our behalf, he offered his perfect life to God.
但是我们的主在神面前，他完全的献上了一个自己完全的生命。
It is a fragrant aroma, so that in Christ, not only have our sins been forgiven, but we could be fully accepted by God to become his pleasure.
这是在神面前是一个清香的气息，是神完全接受的，因此神能够在主的救恩里边能够完全接受我们。
This is our Lord, and when he was on earth, he lived a life of love.
这是我们的主，当他在地上的时候，活出了一个爱的生命。
Not only did he do that, but he also commanded his disciples, that is you and me, and to live in this life of love and to love one another.
不仅主耶稣基督自己活出了这样的生命，他也命令他的门徒，就是你和我，我们也要彼此相爱。
So, again, the two verses which we just read.
我们刚才读到这两节经文。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have a love for one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Brothers and sisters, if we love the Lord, we will keep his words.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们若是爱主，我们就要守他的话语。
And his commandment is we ought to love one another.
他向我们所发的命令乃是让我们彼此相爱。
And our love for one another will be a testimony in this world, which is governed by self-interest and is governed by selfishness.
我们彼此相爱乃是在这个罪恶充满着自私自我中心的世界当中做了一个见证。
And the Lord says that if we have a love for one another, by this all men will know we are his disciples.
主告诉我们说，我们若是彼此相爱，众人就因此可以认出我们是他的门徒了。
Brothers and sisters, I think this is especially important in our current times.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们知道在我们现今的世代当中，这是非常重要。
We are in the end times. The Lord's return is so very near.
我们处在这个末世的时代，主耶稣基督再来的日子非常临近。
And concerning the end times, and our brother already touched upon this verse in Matthew Chapter 24, the Lord says that because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold.
当我们提到这个末后的时代的时候，像我们弟兄刚才已经提到了，像马太福音里边所说的，因为不法的事增多，许多人的爱心才渐渐的冷淡。
When the love grows cold, we will revert back to self-centered life.
当这个爱心渐渐冷淡的时候，我们就转回到那个自我中心的生活当中。
Brothers and sisters, isn't it true that during the pandemic, we have been quarantined, staying at home for the most of the time?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，特别是在这个疫情的时代当中，我们都被隔离，自己待在自己的家里。
And we could easily just to care for ourselves and just trying to get by the day.
我们非常容易的就是只关心自己，过每天的生活。
And our love could gradually grow cold and we could just focus on ourselves.
我们的爱心慢慢的就可能变得冷淡，只关心自己。
But even in such a difficult, challenging time,If we could have this love for one another,
但是即便是在这个困难充满挑战的时代，如果我们彼此相爱，
When the love is cold and yet our testimony is a testimony of love,
但是当这个爱心冷淡的时候，我们在神面前所做的只是一个爱的见证。
And it will be a light in the darkness,
这在这个黑暗的世界当中乃是光。
And it will be a testimony,
是一个见证。
And as Psalm 133,It says, if we can live in love, in oneness, it will be such a beautiful life, beautiful testimony.
如果像诗篇133篇所说的，如果我们可以活在爱中，活在合一当中，是一个何等美好的光景。
It says, behold, how good, how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
这里面说，看那弟兄和睦同居，是何等的美，何等的善。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is.
是看啊，这是何等的善，何等的美。
Yes, this testimony will be beautiful.
这个是一个何等美丽的见证。
If we live in love, our life together will also be victorious.
如果我们在爱中，我们的生活乃是一个得胜的生活。
And we know that the testimony of the church in Philadelphia, as recorded in Revelation, is a brotherly love.
我们知道，在圣经当中所记载的腓拉铁腓的教会，乃是一个爱的见证。
And in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and there were 7 churches recorded.
在启示录第二、第三章当中有七间教会被记录。
But the church in Philadelphia was the only church winning the praise of the Lord.
但是腓拉铁腓教会是唯一让主称赞的一个教会。
And that was the only church spared from the hours of testing.
乃是也是唯一一个不需要在那个最后被试炼的时候可以免去试炼的教会。
And the church was in brotherly love. They overcame their self-life.
因为这是一个彼此相爱的教会，他们就战胜了这个自我中心。
And the Lord could cause their enemy to bow at their feet.
所以主要他们的仇敌在他们脚前下拜。
Brothers and sisters, if we have a love for one another, our life together could be beautiful and could also be victorious.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们若是彼此相爱，我们的生活就是一个非常美丽的生活，也是一个得胜的生活。
But we all know that this love is not out of ourselves, not our natural affection, but it is of God.
但是我们也知道，这个爱不是从我们自己来的，不是一个天然的感情，乃是来自神。
And this love is from God.
这个爱是来自神的。
As John says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
像约翰在约翰一书第四章七节所说的
And this agape love, God's love, is exercise of the will in deliberate choice.
这个神圣的爱 agape 这个爱是一个完全出自内心的自发的一个爱
Yeah, it is a deliberate choice out of the will.
是一个靠着我们自己意志所做的决定的爱
Yes, and this love is a sacrificial in natureAnd a propitiation as his purpose.
这个爱在他的天，在他的性质当中是一个牺牲的，并且呢是一个可以救赎挽回的一个爱。
Yeah, in 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, it says, "It is in this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins."
约翰一书告诉我们说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差遣他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose for a propitiation is to atone, to remove the barriers caused by sin, to bring back, to restore.
这个挽回祭，它的意思就是要除去因着罪所产生的这个隔绝，要把我们带回到那个爱中。
God sent His Son into the world as the propitiation. Through His blood and death, the power of sin that separates between God and man can be removed, and we can once again gain the way back to the Lord.
神差遣他的儿子为着我们的来到这个世上，为着我们的罪做了挽回祭，就除去了人和神之间所有的隔绝，使我们因着爱可以重新被带回到神的面前。
When I thought about this point and I was reminded one of my experiences.
当我思想到这一点的时候，我就回想到我的一个经历。
And when I first accepted the Lord and became a Christian, I appreciated what the Lord has done for me.
当我起初信主的时候，我成为一个基督徒，我就非常感激神为我所做的一切。
But I also had many loves in the world.
但是我在这个世界当中还有许多其他的爱。
And sports was one of them.
运动就是其中之一。
Especially basketball.
特别是篮球。
And so I remember over the weekend we had a local conference.
我记得有一次在一个周末，我们有一个有个特会，当地有个特会。
And, yeah, it so happened that there was some kind of local basketball tournament going on, and I signed up for that.
不巧的也是呢，那正好在我们当地也有一个篮球的一个比赛，并且我已经报名参加这个比赛。
Yeah, so my brother invited me to attend the conference, and I kind of replied saying that if we lose the game and if you still have a time, I will come to the conference.
所以当弟兄们邀请我参加教会的特会的时候，我就大概说如果我们输了比赛，有时间的话，那就会去参加。
Yeah, and so it was a Saturday morning, and we play our first game in the morning, and we lost it badly.
所以是星期六的一个早晨，我们打了第一场比赛，输得非常惨。
Yeah, so because I already gave my brothers my word, so I have to come to the conference.
但我已经答应了我的弟兄，所以我就来到特会当中。
And so when I step into the conference site, I just bump into my brother.
当我来到特会那个地点的时候，刚好遇见了那位弟兄。
And my brother was very thrilled seeing me coming to the conference.
那我的弟兄非常高兴，非常激动，看见我能够来参加特会。
And he said, "Wow, praise the Lord, you're coming."
他说：“感谢主，你来了。
”And my reply was, "We lost."
我的回答是说：“我们输了。
”And the brother became even more excited.
所以那个弟兄呢，又变得更加的兴奋。
Just, oh, praise the Lord, because I pray that you guys are going to lose so that you can come to the conference.
他说感谢主，因为我祷告使你们能够输，你就可以来参加特会。
Upon hearing his word, I was not too thrilled.
当我听见他这样回答的时候，我心里边实在是不是特别的兴奋。
Yeah, I said in my mind, how come you are not on my side?
我在心里边说，你怎么不跟我在一伙呢？
But now I thank the Lord.
但是现在我非常感谢主。
Because the love is for restoration.
因为爱是要把我们能够有一个恢复。
And love is to bring us back to the Lord himself.
爱使我们能够被带回到主耶稣基督自己的面前。
When my brother prayed, he was not on my side, but he was on the Lord's side.
当我的弟兄祷告的时候，虽然他没有站在我这一边，但是他站在主的那一边。
The love of God is sacrificial in nature, and atoning is His purpose.
我们爱是有一个奉献的一个性质，并且呢，是一个能够做有一个挽回的目的。
Yes, and this love is to be realized in us through the Holy Spirit.
这个爱只有借着圣灵才能在我们里边成为实际。
And only the Spirit can lead us into the reality.
只有圣灵能够把我们带进这个实际当中。
When our Lord on earth, He was the demonstration of this love.
当我们的主耶稣基督在地上的时候，他为着这个爱做了一个见证。
And He set a perfect example for His disciples and also for us.
他在他的门徒面前做了一个完美的榜样，也在我们每人面前做了完美的榜样。
But in His flesh, He could not make His disciples love one another.
但是在他的肉身当中，他并不能让他的门徒们彼此相爱。
But we thank the Lord when we believe in the Lord, we receive His life, the life of love.
但是我们感谢主，当我们接受主耶稣基督做救主的时候，我们从他接受了一个爱的生命。
And so we have this inner ability to love.
所以在我们里边有一个内在的能力，让我们能够相爱。
To appreciate God's love for us.
并且能够赞赏，能够感激神的爱。
But we also have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us.
我们也有圣灵住在我们里边。
And he is teaching us daily how we can live out this life of love.
他在每天的生活当中教导我们如何活出这样的爱。
And there's two aspects of the word of the Holy Spirit regarding loving us.
在关于神爱在我们里边，圣灵有两个工作的方面。
Yes, one is inflow.
第一呢是他的圣灵的内住。
Or flowing, pour out into us.
是把这个爱浇灌给我们。
Yes, in Romans 5:5, it is the Holy Spirit who pours out the love of God within our hearts.
在罗马书告诉我们说，是圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们里边。
If the love of God is like the waterfall, our hearts, brothers and sisters, our hearts are like a vessel, it's a pots and pans or open jars.
如果这个圣灵的爱像一个瀑布一样，我们每位弟兄姐妹们就像一个器皿，一个杯子，一个锅。
Yes, and when we come before our God, the Holy Spirit will pour out the love of God into these vessels.
当我们来到神面前的时候，圣灵就把神的爱浇灌在这些器皿当中。
And that is inflow.
这就是圣灵的浇灌。
Inflow. And there is also outflow, flow out.
还有呢，就是能够，那前面是流进来。后面呢就是流出去。
Yes, and there is the work of the outflowing through the Holy Spirit.
也这个流从我们这个爱从我们身上流出去也是圣灵的工作。
And 1 John 4:19, it says, we love because he first loved us.
约翰一书14章告诉我们约翰福音14章告诉我们说
1 John.
约翰一书告诉我们说我们爱是因为神爱我们。
Yes, the phrase we love, and not only referring to our love to God, but more emphasis is placed on our love for one another.
那这里边的爱不仅仅是提到我们向着神的爱，它更是强调我们之间彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, we are beloved children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是蒙神爱的儿女。
But we do not hold up that love just for ourselves.
但是我们不能够把这个爱仅仅就为着自己而抓住。
And that love of God is to be channeled through us to one another.
神向着我们的爱乃是要借着我们成为一个运河流出去。
I believe, brothers and sisters, in our Christian walk, and we have experienced much of God's love directly from Him and also through our brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我相信在我们基督徒的生活的经历当中，我们经历了从神来的爱，也经历了弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱。
I remember our first child andOur daughter was born with a muscular dystrophy.
我还记得我们的第一个孩子就是我们的女儿，当她出生的时候有肌肉萎缩症。
Yeah, when the doctor informed us of the diagnosis, I was then still a young father and also a young believer.
当那时候医生告诉我们说这个检查结果的时候，那个时候我还是一个非常在主里边年幼的弟兄。
And I didn't know how to cling onto the Lord.
我还不知道怎样来抓住主。
And I was overwhelmed and crushed by the news and the future I was to face.
我为着将来所面对的这个未来实在是完全的破碎没有办法应付。
Yeah, I was in bed for a few days and I didn't want to get up.
我在床上躺了几天没有力气不想起来。
And some brothers and sisters came to know the news, and then an elder brother called me up.
有些弟兄姐妹们也知道了这个消息，所以有个年长弟兄打电话给我。
And he said, "How are you doing?"
他问我说你好吗
？I replied, "I'm not good at all."
我告诉他说非常不好。
And he didn't say much.
他没有说很多话。
But I ended our conversation with a word, we will pray for you.
但是当我们这个交通结束的时候，他说，我们要为你祷告。
I was not immediately strengthened right after phone call.
在那个电话结束之后，我并不是马上就得到了力量。
But somehow, gradually, I was able to pick myself up.
但是不知道怎样，慢慢的我开始能够恢复起里边的力量。
I know it is by the grace of the Lord, and it is also by the prayer support of brothers and sisters.
我知道这是神的，因着神的恩典，但是也是因着弟兄姐妹们的祷告。
I believe, brothers and sisters, we all have that kind of experience in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信我们每个人在生活当中都有这样的经历。
We thank the Lord, not only we are children of God, but we are being put in His church, in His body.
我们非常感谢主，我们不仅是神的儿女，并且我们被放在教会当中，彼此成为弟兄姐妹。
So that we have this loving relationship with our God, our Father.
所以我们和我们的父我们的神有这样一个爱的关系。
We could also have a relationship with one another.
我们也和弟兄姐妹们彼此之间有这样的关系。
Brothers and sisters, our Christian walk is never alone.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们基督徒的脚步不是孤独的。
The Lord commanded us to love one another, to live in love.
我们的神命令我们要彼此相爱，要活在爱中。
If there is love, there is action.
如果有爱就有行动。
And I would like to share with the brothers and sisters a few points from the practical perspective.
我要和弟兄姐妹们分享几点从这个实际生活当中的方面。
And the first is to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
首先呢要把我们的身体当作活祭献上。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is Paul says, Therefore I urge you brethren by the mercies of GodTo present your bodies a living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
罗马书十二章第一节，保罗说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。”
And we know that Romans chapter 12 is a concerning the church life in practice.
我们知道罗马书第十二章乃是关于神教会生活实际操练的方面。
Yes, before we actually enter into this life of love with our brothers and sisters,
在我们进入能够和弟兄姐妹们彼此相爱的生活之前
，it requires each one of us to be consecrated to God.
乃是要求我们每个人在神面前都要奉献。
So Paul urges us in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以保罗在这里边罗马书十二章第一节里边他劝我们
And to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
要将身体献上当作活祭。
And it means that our entire beings are to be set apart to the Lord.
乃是说我们的全人要为神而分别出来。
And we no longer live for ourselves, but for Him.
我们不再为自己而活乃是为神而活。
And as a living sacrifice,We can then be free from the conformation to the world.
作为一个活祭，我们才能够不被这个世界所同化，或者是不去效法这个世界。
Yes, because we know that the worldly fashion, the world is a self-based.
因为我们知道这个世界乃是建立在一个自我中心的基础之上。
When we are conformed to the world, we will live in ourselves and for ourselves.And we cannot love.
如果我们效法这个世界被世界所同化，我们就会过一个自我中心、自私的生活。
And we cannot love.
我们就不会爱。
And as a living sacrifice, our mind then can be renewed.
作为一个活祭，我们的心思乃是要更新而变化。
We know that our mind dictates our walk, our life.
因为我们知道我们的心思要指引我们在地上的生活行为。
And only a renewed mind can know and appreciate God's love.God's goodwill so that we can truly live a corporate life of love as desired of by our God.
只有一个更新的心思才能够体验神的爱，才能够查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，才能彼此相爱。
And second, we need to know and acknowledge God's love for us.
第二，我们要认识，我们要知道神向着我们的爱。
John says in 1 John chapter 4, and we love because he first loved us.
约翰在约翰的书信里边告诉我们说我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
If a person could acknowledge and appreciate the love of the Father, he would love other children of God, his brothers and sisters.
如果一个人他能够感激认识神的爱，他才能够去爱他的弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to draw near to our God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们需要与神亲近。
And it is through our Lord Jesus Christ,So that we will allow the Holy Spirit to continue to reveal the love of God in us.
要在主耶稣基督里 借着圣灵常常把那个爱更新浇灌在我们里面。
And we need to come to know our God. He's a great and yet delicate love for us.
我们要认识到神那个伟大而又微而又细心的爱。
Yes, and he also cares for and numbers the hairs of your head and also my head.
他甚至关心我们头上我们的头发的数字都被数过了。
And the Holy Spirit would then, as we draw near to God, will reveal that we are God's beloved, and He would remind us of God's other children.
当我们与神亲近的时候，他们要圣灵要提醒我们，神向着我们的爱，也要把众弟兄姐妹们放在我们爱的心里。
Brothers and sisters, isn't that true? If we are truly close to God, our heart would also be brought closer to our brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这不是实实吗？当我们的心向着神是亲近的，我们与弟兄姐妹们也是亲近的。
So by the grace of God, let's draw near to Him.
所以靠着神的恩典，让我们能够与神亲近。
Let His love fill us and also strengthen us.
让他的爱充满我们，坚固我们。
Even though sometimes we may feel cold, especially for some of our young brothers and sisters, we may not sense the presence of the Lord.
虽然有的时候我们感觉到爱心特别有开始冷淡，特别是年轻的弟兄姐妹们，我们可能没有感觉到那个爱。
And by the grace of the Lord, let's bring ourselves to Him and believe by faith that the Holy Spirit can and will pour out the love of God within our hearts.
我们靠着神的恩典，让我们能够彼此亲近，然后靠着圣灵，我们相信，我们也知道圣灵一定要把那个爱浇灌在我们里面。
The Lord will work us through the Holy Spirit if we are willing to come to Him.
当我们愿意来到神面前的时候，神就要借着圣灵在我们里面工作。
And third, to love the brethren is to lay down our lives.
第三点，就是当我们要彼此相爱的时候，乃是要把我们自己舍去。
And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16, and John says that the Lord laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
在约翰一书三章十六节，约翰告诉我们说：“主为我们舍命，我们就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。”
And this life in the original language means the soul and our concerning our soul life.
这里边这个舍命这个命，它的原文乃是讲到我们的魂生命。
And before our Lord was crucified to lay down His physical life, He already laid down His will, emotion, and mind to fulfill God's will.Purpose.
在主耶稣基督他肉身被舍弃上十字架之前，他已经把自己的魂生命包括他的情感所有这些都舍弃了。
Yeah, and that salvation was accomplished for our ultimate benefits.
所以这个救恩就是能够成为我们最最大最终的祝福。
And our Lord set a perfect example for us so that for us to fulfill the God's will in His church,And also for the edification of brothers and sisters, we ought to lay down our soul lives.
我们的主耶稣基督已经为我们做了一个完美的榜样。当我们要彼此，让我们能够彼此相爱，所以弟兄姐妹们才能够彼此被一同被建造。
Yes, and it is for the fulfillment of God's purpose, and also.And for the edification of brothers and sisters, we learn to lay down our lives.
我们要为着我们能够彼此相爱，我们放弃自己的，舍弃自己的生命。
Yes, and because in our life together, there could be many differences in personal preferences or opinions.
因为在我们的生命当中有许多不同的地方，有我们的思想，我们的我们的意见。
Yes, and especially in this age, what they call is age of information or age of misinformation.
特别是在这个现今的时代，这个时代是一个信息的时代，也是一个误传信息的时代。
Yes, and all these factors could cause disagreements.
所有的这些都可能在我们中间产生不同的意见。
But for the sake of the Lord, for the sake of love,For the sake of the testimony. Brothers and sisters, let's learn to lay down our souls.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，但是为着爱，为着主，为着见证，让我们能够放下我们自己个人的感觉。
In early 18th century, Zinzendorf he was a noble man. He offered his property as a silent to the persecuted Christians.
在18世纪初的时候，有一位京津道夫弟兄把他自己的庄园来作为那些逃难的弟兄姐妹们的保护金。
Yes, these Christians came from different backgrounds with different convictions.
那来到他庄园的这些弟兄姐妹们，他们有不同的背景，有不同的信仰。
And their differences produced a lot of intense conflicts.
那所以这些不同就在他们中间产生了非常激烈的争论。
And Zinzendorf was very burdened and grieved by the conflicts and the divisions among God's children.
那我们的金金道夫弟兄他心里边的负担和充满了愁苦，因着弟兄姐妹们这些纷争。
And so, and he and some others spent a lot of time in prayer and trying to find a chance to fellowship with this group of brothers and sisters.
所以他和其他的一些弟兄姐妹们花了很多的时间祷告，为了找到机会能够和弟兄姐妹们在这些事情上有交通。
But it was not until on August 13, 1727, and it was a Sunday.
那直到一直到了1727年8月13号那个主日的早晨。
Yes. As a disagreeing with one another, this group of brothers and sisters still came together to break bread in remembrance of the Lord.
虽然在他们中间有许多的不同的意见，但是他们还是来到一起来擘饼。
And just during that meeting,
就在那个聚会当中，
the Holy Spirit poured down upon this group of brothers and sisters.
圣灵就浇灌在这群弟兄姐妹们中间。
It was such a mighty way.
那是一个非常厉害的工作。
And that was the beginning of a Moravian revival.
那就是摩尔维亚复兴的开始。
And one brother in that meeting testified.
在他那个聚会当中有一个弟兄做个见证。
Now we learn to love one another.
而现在我们学会了彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, may the Holy Spirit continue to fill us with the love of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿圣灵继续在我们里边将主的爱充满。
So that we may truly lay down our souls for our brethren.
使我们能够为着我们的弟兄姐妹能够舍命。
It is by the love of the Lord we learn to love one another.
是因着神的爱，我们能够学习彼此相爱。
And the last point I would like to briefly touch upon is to care for one another.
最后一点我要简单的交通一下，就是我们要彼此关心。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25, Paul says,
在哥林多前书12章25节保罗说，
So that there will be no division in the body, and that the members may have the same care for one another.
免得你们身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
And we are in the corporate life of love, and we are to care for one another.
我们是一个在爱的团体当中，所以我们要彼此相顾。
And here it says it's the same care for one another.
这里边乃是说我们要用同样一个关怀来关怀所有的人。
Yeah, it is the same care for one another. It's not just a care for a few.
不是，是一个同对着每位弟兄姐妹们都是一个同样的关心，不是只关心几个人。
And yes, this care should be same for all the members of the body.
而且这个彼此的关怀是在所有的肢体当中。
And Paul also says in the following verse, if any member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
在接下来的经文当中，保罗告诉我们说，若是一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
But this is that some of our members might be suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们有些肢体可能在受苦当中。
And maybe physically, but more importantly, in their spiritual condition.
也许他们身体在受苦，但是更多的情况可能他们心灵在受苦。
And we need to pay a special attention to those who are weak in faith.
我们特别需要关心那些在信心当中软弱的。
And some brothers and sisters may have not been backsliding.
有的弟兄姐妹们可能没有后退。
And the world, there's a phrase that says that out of sight, out of mind.
在世界当中有一句话就是，如果不在我们的眼前，就不在我们的心里。
But it will never be for our brothers and sisters.
愿这个不会成为我们对着弟兄姐妹们的光景。
We are the same, we are members of the body, we are the same family.
我们是这个肢体上的身体上的肢体， 我们是一家人。
And they should never be forgotten.
他们不应该被忘记。
Brothers and sisters, maybe the Lord is asking you and me.
弟兄姐妹们，也许主在问你问我。
Where's your brother?
你的弟兄在哪里？
Where's your sister?
你的姊妹在哪里？
We may not be able to do much.
我们也许不能够做许多的事情。
But at least we can bring our brothers and sisters in prayer to the ultimate keeper, our Lord.
但是至少我们可以把我们的弟兄姐妹们借着祷告带到那个真正最大的保护者面前。
By the grace of the Lord, let us care for the needs of one another and encourage one another so that we will continue to follow the Lord together.
借着神的恩典，让我们能够彼此相顾，关怀到人的需要，能够把弟兄姐妹们一同带到神的面前。
And brothers and sisters, even the pandemic is not yet ended.
弟兄姐妹们，这个疫情还没有结束。
And may the grace of the Lord be upon you and me.
愿神的恩典能够降。
Okay, I think we will resolve the technical issues.
我们这个技术的故障现在解决了。
Yes, a few announcements, that kind of, start from beginning.
我们再从头开始有一些报告。
And all the meetings, church meetings are still held online only for now.
我们目前所有的聚会还是都在线上。
And there is a gospel meeting coming Saturday on the 26th.
要来这个周六。2月26号有一个福音聚会。
The meeting time is at 7 p.m.
聚会是晚上7点开始。
And Brother Lin Liao and will share his testimony and Brother William Kwong will preach the gospel.
廖林弟兄会做见证，邝维刚弟兄传福音。
And please invite gospel friends to attend, brothers and sisters, and also keep the meeting in your prayers.
弟兄姐妹们请为这个福音聚会祷告，也特别邀请朋友们来参加。
And for next Sunday, we still have a breaking of bread meeting starting at 10.
下一个主日我们还是有播饼聚会早晨10点开始。
And the message meeting starts at 10:50.
信息聚会是10点50开始。
And we will have two speakers, Brother Sherwin Lee and Brother Ben Sun.
我们下一个主日有两个弟兄要传信息，李俊硕弟兄和孙家荣弟兄。
And Sister Jim Wood and Brother Yun Ke will be interpreting.
吴静姊妹和柯云弟兄翻译。
And there is also a pre-meeting at 9:30.
在聚会开始之前，我们会在9点半有一个为着聚会的祷告。
And we would like to encourage brothers and sisters to attend.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们能够留出时间参加祷告。
And brothers and sisters, please check the church website for all the meeting details.
弟兄姐妹们可以到我们聚会的网站上看所有这些具体的信息。
And the church is preparing to transition back to in-person Sunday meetings.
教会现在正在预备能够回到聚会。
And please keep all the preparations in prayers.
请弟兄姐妹们为着这个预备能够来祷告。
The Chinese Bible study group concluded their study on the book of Romans last Friday.
上一个周五罗马书的读经叫中文组，这个罗马书的读经组，罗马书的读经已经结束了。
And starting this coming Friday, February 25th, the group will start introducing each book of the Bible.
从下一个星期五2月25号开始，那这个主呢开始重新读圣经简介。
In this study, the Bible books will be grouped into different sections.
那这一次呢是圣经简介，会把圣经分成不同的段落。
Yes, and the study this Friday will begin on the first section, the minor prophets.
要来这个星期五是开始第一个段落，是从小先知书开始。
And so, brothers and sisters, please pray for the new study.
弟兄姐妹们请为着这个新的开始的读经祷告。
And also, if you are interested in joining or have any questions, please contact Brother Lima.
如果弟兄姐妹们有感动参加这个组的读经，或者您有什么问题，可以和玛丽弟兄联络。
The offering receipt for the year of 2021 are available upon request.
奉献的收据，就是2021年奉献的收据，现在已经预备好，可以从电子方式来收获。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, if you need a copy of yours, please contact Brother James Chan.
如果弟兄姐妹们需要一份这样的一个收据的话，可以和杰明弟兄联络。
Lastly, brothers and sisters, let's continue to pray for brothers and sisters who have not come to join the fellowship for a while.
请弟兄姐妹们 继续为着那些很久没有来到我们中间聚会的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
And let's reach out to them as a move and led by the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵感动，盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够彼此关怀，我们能够去问候邀请一下这些好久没见的弟兄姐妹们。
Okay, that will conclude our announcements.
我们的报告就停在这里。
See you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们再见。